Welcome everyone to day 12 of the Winter Feast for the Soul, wherever you are, here in the studio and out and beyond. Take a moment to just settle into your seat, let go of the morning you've had, travel, computer stuff. Considering all the effort that you made to arrive, sense of appreciation for the opportunity to practice, particularly together. And continuing our discussion and reflection on the paramitas, the paramita of ethical conduct, really leaning into our own moral compass in different kinds of ways. So we've talked about restraining from harm or unskillful ways of behaving and being in the world with ourselves and others. And then yesterday, looking at the ways in which we cultivate things that help us to be skillful, such as our meditation, taking care of ourselves, rest, those kinds of things. And today we're looking at the third traditional way of looking at ethical conduct, which is just the joy of being of benefit to other people. Just the joy of actually helping and being a positive force in the world for ourselves and others. And as I was thinking about this, I was thinking about a friend of mine who has this challenge that she gives herself, which is to do something nice for someone and not tell them. So a kind of anonymity for our skillful actions in the world, and really leaning into just the joy of doing something nice without wanting praise or thinking of it as cultivating our good side necessarily for themselves or patting ourselves on the back, as my mother used to say. So I invite you today to consider the pure joy of just doing good in the world for yourself and for others. And letting that be the ground of your practice on the cushion and throughout your day. So, moving on to our formal practice, taking our seat, once again, feeling the sense of ground, sense of support underneath us. Feeling all the ways in which our body's being supported by the chairs or the cushions and the earth. And from that sense of ground, feeling the length of your back so that you're upright but not rigid, connecting to that natural human dignity, worthiness, joy of just being able to be a positive force in the world. And then allowing the shoulders to be relaxed so there's a sense of opening or softening in front. Connecting to our tender heart, our ability to care for ourselves and others. One big circle, us and others. And then resting your hands comfortably, connecting to ease wherever you feel it, and allowing the mind to rest in the stillness of the body, in the warmth and joy of our practice together.